130 잉글리시 듣기 4탄. 하루 30분씩 30일이면 뉴스가 들린다.
안녕하세요. 3030 잉글리시 시리즈의 저자 김주환입니다. 여러분들 또 이렇게 3030 잉글리시 듣기 4탄에서 만나 뵙게 돼서 반갑습니다. 3030 잉글리시 듣기 4탄은 뉴스 듣기입니다. 뉴스 듣기라고 하면 일단 겁부터 나시는 분들 계시죠? 근데 너무 주눅 드시거나 겁먹으실 필요가 없습니다. 아니 처음부터 뉴스 듣기가 쉬운 사람이 어디 있겠습니까? 미국이나 영국에서 태어난 사람이 아니고서야 당연히 어렵겠죠. 쉬울 수가 없습니다. 그러니까 나만 어려운 게 아니라 모두 다 어렵다라고 생각하시면 좀 더 마음을 편히 먹으실 수가 있을 것 같습니다. 여러분 제가 3탄에서 유추의 기술에 대해 언급했던 거 다 기억나시죠? 바로 그 유추의 기술 이번 4탄 뉴스 듣기에서도 매우 필요합니다. 왜냐면요 뉴스를 듣다 보면 참 이상한 유별난 발음의 단어들 많이 들립니다. 근데 황당하게도 이런 단어들의 대부분은 그렇게 중요하거나 문맥을 판단하는데 꼭 알아야 하는 단어라기보다는 지역의 어떤 지명 혹은 외국 사람의 이름인 경우가 되게 많습니다. 그래서 뉴스가 어렵게 들리는 거죠. 뭐 예를 들어 저기 어디 이스라엘에 있는 어느 지역, 지방의 이름이라든지 또 그곳 국무장관님의 뭐 성함이라든지 이런 것들 되게 길고 어렵고 그러다 보니까 이게 뭐지 하면서 어렵게 느껴지지만 실제로 그렇게 중요한 게 아니란 말입니다. 즉 이 영어 뉴스라는 게 알고 보면 별거 아니라는 거 이렇게 생각하시면 뉴스가 너무 어렵게만 느껴지지 않을 겁니다. 좀 쉽게 다가갈 수 있겠죠. 그냥 그까짓 거 한번 부딪혀보자 이런 생각으로 바로 오늘부터 청취에 한번 임해보시기 바랍니다. 제가 항상 말씀드리는 얘기가 있죠. 영어는 말을 해봐야 말을 할 수 있다고 얘기합니다. 자, 듣기도 마찬가지입니다. 들어봐야 영어가 들리게 됩니다. 이 단순한 진리 기억하시면서 3030 잉글리시 듣기 시리즈의 마지막 여기까지 오시느라 고생 많이 하셨습니다. 마지막 4탄 뉴스 듣기 이제 한번 같이 시작해볼까요?
섹션 1. Current Affairs. Day 1. Number 1. The London bombing by terrorists sparked a series of physical and verbal attacks against Muslims in England. At the same time, authorities, cracking down on extremists, have been pressuring the Muslim community. London police say since the bombings, hate crimes were up 500% against Muslims as well as other religions during the month of July. On the other hand, Muslims are complaining of being wrongfully accused. They claim the general public and even the police are treating them with disrespect. Number 2.
The government and international agencies have launched urgent appeals to ease a crisis in Ethiopia. Officials say it's needed because the aid that has been coming in isn't enough. Yet chronic famine is not the only problem here. Clean drinking water is scarce. For a country still suffering from economic problems, such natural calamities are worsening the plight of the people. Hopefully, these appeals will not go unheard.
Number 3. Afghanistan produces a shocking 87% of the world's opium, which is processed into heroin, to be sold on the streets of Europe and the U.S. The president of Afghanistan claims more international aid is needed to abolish the world's largest illegal narcotics industry. However, he faces tough opposition from warlords who control these opium fields. These drug producers will not allow a weak government to take away their source of revenue without a fight. Dictation for Day 1. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. The London bombing by terrorists sparked a series of physical and verbal attacks against Muslims in England.
The London bombing by terrorists sparked a series of physical and verbal attacks against Muslims in England.
Number 2. London police say since the bombings, hate crimes were up 500% against Muslims, as well as other religions during the month of July.
London police say since the bombings, hate crimes were up 500% against Muslims, as well as other religions during the month of July.
Number 3. On the other hand, Muslims are complaining of being wrongfully accused.
On the other hand, Muslims are complaining of being wrongfully accused.
Number 4. They claim the general public and even the police are treating them with disrespect.
They claim the general public and even the police are treating them with disrespect.
Number 5. The government and international agencies have launched urgent appeals to ease a crisis in Ethiopia.
The government and international agencies have launched urgent appeals to ease a crisis in Ethiopia.
Number 6. Officials say it's needed because the aid that has been coming in isn't enough.
Officials say it's needed because the aid that has been coming in isn't enough.
Number 7. Hopefully these appeals will not go unheard.
Hopefully these appeals will not go unheard.
Number 8. Afghanistan produces a shocking 87% of the world's opium, which is processed into heroin to be sold on the streets of Europe and the U.S.
Afghanistan produces a shocking 87% of the world's opium, which is processed into heroin to be sold on the streets of Europe and the U.S.
Number 9. The president of Afghanistan claims more international aid is needed to abolish the world's largest illegal narcotics industry.
The president of Afghanistan claims more international aid is needed to abolish the world's largest illegal narcotics industry.
Number 10. However, he faces tough opposition from warlords who control these opium fields.
However, he faces tough opposition from warlords who control these opium fields.